ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yehuda Schoenfeld. Maseches Harayos is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Rabinowitz. Le'iloi Nishmas, Yisachar Aryeh ben Rafael Elchanan.
Harayos Daf Avov. The Gemara and Daf Hamad Beis on the bottom brought down that by the Chatos HaLeviim, when it says the Lashon Parash Sheni, it means Sheni Lo'ilo. And the Gemara, at the beginning of Daf Avov and Aleph says, Kayotzi Boy, Amar Rabbi Yosi, Haboyim Me'ashavi, Hagoyla Krivo Oilis Le'Lekei Yisrael Parim Shtem Asa Ve'Goymer Hakol Oila Hakol Oilis Hakat Eidloch Efshir Shechatis Oila. There were Chatois over there. The Pasuk says Lahadil El Hakol Ke Oila Ma Oila Lo Yinecheles Av Chatos Lo Yinecheles. The Gemara is Masber because this carbon that the Oile Goyla, the Yidin that went back from the Golas, they went back to Bayis Sheni. They brought a carbon, it was to come to be Mechaper, al avoidus kechavim she'asu b'meitzit kiyo. And therefore, it's a chadas hapnimi, and the din is, it's ein anachelas. That's what it means, oilo, it's like an oilo, that it's ein anachelas, because it's a chadas anastrofim. So the Gemara asks, Bishlam, the Pasuk says that there's shneim asar parim, so Bishlam al Rebihuda, that said on daf hey, that all the shvatim bring a par, so mishkachas lo, lahan shneim asar chadas. The Gemara says, we're going to chatu, shneim asar shvatim, the maizu shneim asar seirim. Inami zok the Gemara the chatu shiva shvatim, or if seven shvatim did it, from Yehuda shita is we say greiro. So shar inoch be greiro. So later Yehuda the Gemara says it's good, it's musbar. We understand why the pasuk say they brought 12 chatois. But later Shimon the Gemara says also meshkachas lo going to chatu acharasar shvatim. So therefore the maisu acharasar sirim also the shvatim veidoch and the 12th one the bezdin. Elalur Meir, the Gemara asks, Tamar Bezdin Mevi'in, how do you have 12? You should only have one. So the Gemara says, Hadr Chatu, Hadr Chatu, Hadr Chatu, Hadr Chatu. They kept on doing Avera 12 times, and that's where the 12 Kurbanis. But Akopanim, the Gemara over here, when it was saying that later Behuda it's good, the Gemara says, either we could be Oikimit with 12 Shvatim did the Chet, or Inami the Chatu Shiva Shvatim. The Chayra, all Achrayim ask over here, why does the Gemara say Shiva Shvatim? The Gemara and the Afhamad Bez came out that according to Rabbi Huda, we have it in Greiro, even if one Shevet does the Chet. Even one Shevet does it, we say Greiro and all the Shvatim, Gans Klaiso has to bring. And we bring 12 Parim. So why is the Gemara saying in Lashon Shiva Shvatim? So because of this Diak, a lot of the Achrenim, the Chagnasan, the Magen Giborim, the Hare Gever, the Merem Yisada also says it. He says it from himself. He doesn't bring down the Rambam, but they will want to say that this is a raya, a makar to the Shitas Rambam, because we mentioned the Rambam earlier on Daf Hey that the Rambam says that even though the Gemara over there was poishet that according to Rabbi Yehuda we say greira by shevet echad, the Gemara says that's the Rambam says that's only when you have reiv klai yisrael did lechet. That one shevet is reiv of klai yisrael, but without reiv klai yisrael you don't say greira. So lefizeh, zakta achreinim, that's why the Gemara over here said shiva shvatim. Because normal, in a pasha case, shevet echad is not reiv of klai yisrael. So the Gemara wanted to say a simple case, we said shiva shvatim did it. Because if you have a reiv shvatim, that's also enough to say greiro. So that's why the Gemara says shiva shvatim and didn't say shevet echad. So this is what the achreinim say, zachari makar to the shitas Rambam. Now the Gemara Vayter asks a kasha. In fact, the Gemara, how can it be that they brought the carbon for the Avodah Zarah that they did be Mitzit Kiyo for Maisilu Hanu Dechatu? Which Rashi explains that while Maisilu Hanu Dechatu be Mitzit Kiyo, Zak Rashi Davi Chato Shemesu Baalein. The din is Chato Shemesu Baalein is one of the Chomesh Hatois HaMesos. So over here, the Gemara is assuming that the people that were around in the Mitzit Kiyo that did Avera all died. So the Chayra, it's a Chato Shemesu Baalein. How can it be Makrivit? So, and for the Gemara, Omer Ef Papa, Ki Gmiri Chato Shemesu Baalea, Be Misa, Hani Mil Be Yachir, Havaloi Be Tzibor, Afish Ein Misa Be Tzibor. If Papa says that this din of Chato Shemesu Baalea, you don't say Be Tzibor. There's no din of Mesa by Tzibor. And therefore, you're able to be Makrifit. Now, if you look on the side of the Gemara, the Girsa of Rabbeinu Hananel, and the Tesis of Rosh is also Mavor, he had this Girsa, they had a different Girsa in our Gemara. When the Gemara asks the kasha of a ma'is b'hanu dechatu, their geiris that va'ein kaparo lemesim. L'chayra, how can we bring a carbon now in the may bayis sheni for the people that did the chav mitzvah? Va'ein kaparo lemesim. We can't bring a carbon out to mechaper for mesim in kapara lemesim. And to that, Rav Papa answers, "Kamrinon in kapara lemesim is biyachid, avu batzibur yesh kapara." Rav Papa is being mechadish that there's a din kapara that tzibur can have a kapara even though they're mesim. By tzibur, then there's a kapara even on mesim. Now, l'chayra, this girsa is much more mistavra, and our girsa is very shver. Tosfos and Tmura, Daf Tezvav Amud Beis, Divrei Maskil V'Ahacha, he asks that l'chayra, our girsa over here, that the Gemara is asking, v'maisil hu, hanu d'chotu, which Rashi is explaining, is a chatosh ha'meis ba'alel, l'chayra is very shver, because the din of chatosh ha'meis ba'alel is normal, is talking about a case where you already mafresh your carbon, you were mafresh a chatos, and then it was meisu ba'aleo, the bailim of the chatos died. There's a halacha, chatos and meisu ba'aleo is meisa, the chatos is meisa. But over here there was not a frush on the carbon, there was no carbon here. They wanted to bring a carbon, the people made by Hashem wanted to bring a carbon to be mechaper on the avodah zarah of Yimei Tzidkiyahu. So there's no, doesn't pass the whole Shaila, no sugya of chatos shemesa ba'alem, because there was no chatos here. We weren't mafresh al chatos. So Tosfos over there answers Hashem Rabbeinu Nisano that he says ibe loy hifresh motzi lahakrim alma yish kapara lemesim. If they would be able to bring a carbon for the people that were already mesim, so you see yish kapara lemesim and ken kol shekein hecha the hifresh v'achagach mesu ba'aleh duray lahakrim. So in other words, it wouldn't make sense to have a din of chatos shemesa ba'aleh b'chlal, if you're able to have a kapara, it shouldn't have a din misa. Because the Chayra Tesis is understanding that the aside of chatos shemesa ba'aleh, the reason why it's mesa is because it doesn't have any kapara, it's not shayach to have a kapara, so therefore there's a halacha that it's mesa. But if our Gemara is saying it's mavur, that the people from the Bais Shein were able to bring a carbon on the people that did avodah zarah b'Yemei Tzidkiyahu, that they were already mesim, and you see yesh kapara lemesim, if yesh kapara lemesim, then it wouldn't pass the din of chatos shemesa ba'aleh. So the Gemara is asking about ma'islu anu d'chatu, and there's a din chatos shemesa ba'aleh, and al-kachach state in them, if we see there's a din of chatos shemesa ba'aleh, al-kachach there's no din of kapara on mesim. Now, lafi zeh, when Rav Papa answers that kigmiri chatos shemesa ba'aleh b'misa hani mili b'yachir avloi b'tzibar l'fishay misa b'tzibar, chara, we have to say, chara, it's a little shver. The stipler is a bit more of this. That the din of ein misa b'tzibar, all that has to mean is that there's no halacha l'maish mesinei that chatos shemesa ba'aleh b'tzibar. But we still don't see that there's a kapara for mesim even by tzibar. The Gemara is just saying there's no din a misa, but how do we see that it could be mechaper, that the Gemara over here is saying even if they weren't mafresh it, that they could be mafresh and be mechaper? Chayr, we have to say according to this that haba hatalya, the whole reason why it's mesa is because there's no kapara, and if by tzibar there's a din that halacha l'maish mesinei is not mesa, the pshat is because we know that by tzibar there is shayach kapara even a mesim. Haba hatalya, since there's kapara, that's good for why it's not mesa. So kapanim, however, whatever the girsa in our Gemara is, the Gemara is saying the same kivun, the same halach, that by tzibur there's a kapara for mesim. Even a mes can have a kapara by tzibur. Now the Gemara continues and says, "No leiler of papa ha." How does your papa know this din that by tzibur there's no din mesa? So the Gemara goes on and brings rayas like we'll see. But before we see the Gemara, the Achreinim asks, the Bar Sheva asks that L'chayra, how could the Gemara ask Minola there of Papa Ha? It's a Mefurish and Mishnah and Tmura daf Tazvava min Aleph, and it's in Kama Mekoymais, that by Tzibor there's no din of Chata Shemesa Ba'aleh. It's Mefurish. So first of all, what's the Gemara asking Minola there of Papa Ha? Va'oid, what's your Papa's Chiddush? It's a Mishnah. What's our sugya's mashman? There's a new chiddush here of Papa, and he's being mechadish in misa betzibar. L'chayra, it's a mefurish of Mishnah. This is the Be'er Sheva's kasha. In the MS, this kasha is asked by Tosfos in Tmura and the Shita Mekubetzes in Tmura. Ayin Sham. Now, Be'etzem, l'fi what we just said from the Tosfos in Tmura and the Tosfos in Rosh and Midrash Hanano, that our sugya is a sugya over here of if there is kapara lemesim by a tzibar or not. L'chayra, we can answer that that's Rav Papa's chiddush, that even by tzibur there's even a kapara for mesim. Now the Mishnah Tmura is only talking about the din na lachol meishav sinai of chadash meisav ba'aleh. But Rav Papa's being mechadish that there's a kapara for Mason. That's what we could have said. But first of all, we said that L'chayya, it's the Chazim in Tmura saying that the two things are Talis Abaza. Va'oid, the Gemara Behemshach brings rayos from the case of Seder Rish Chodesh, like we'll see, but Akoponim, in those cases, it's talking about they're already mafresh the Karban. So there you don't see this din b'chlal of Ein Kapara l'Mason. So Akorchach, this can't be the Chiddush of Papa. So the Karenari over here says, the Mahalach, he says that we could have thought that the Mishnah Tmura that says there's no din Mesa by Tzibur, that's only when only Miksasad of Tzibur died. There's still part of the Tzibur that's still around. That's where there's a halacha that by Tzibur there's no din Mesa. But I Gemara had a Havamina that over here the Gansa Dar from Tzidkiyo was Mace. Nobody was left. It was Mesu Kol Balel. So there we should say that the Chatosh Mesu Balel is Mesa even by Tzibur. So that's where Papa is being mechadish, that even by Mesu Kol Balel, also by Tzibur, there's no din of Chatosh Mesu Balel is Mesa. This is the Mahalach of the Karenayra. And Be'emes, he was mechavin to the Shita Mekubetzes and Tmura and Achtes Vavam and Beis, Ois Dalid, where he mamish says the same chalek. Now we're going to get back to this Karenayra, Be'emshech, when we see the Gemara, when it brings a raya from Sardar Rish Chodesh. Now the Gemara goes weiter and brings a raya from Sardar Rish Chodesh, that the Gemara says, by Sardar Rish Chodesh, v'maisi lumi so, panach de paishu heichi maisi. Someone in Kaisal died, so how can we bring a Sardar Rish Chodesh? Al shma mino, chadash meis ba'alea, betzibor karva. So the Gemara says it's not a raya midomi sorish chaydesh dulmo lemaisi mitzivur. So maybe someone didn't die. Avohacha vade maisi. Over here by the story with the tzitkiyo, then everyone they for sure died. We know they died, but for chaydesh it's a suffix. Maybe they didn't die. So therefore, that's why there's no din of chadash meisa ba'alel. Now Tosafos Rashi over here asks the kasha pasha the kasha that what do you mean sidrish chaydesh dulmo lemaisu? Afal gavdi dino in the vade mesu ksas meso. We know for sure someone died. We know people died, and still, even though we know people died, we're also able to be makir of the Sardar Rish Chodesh. Because makir like the Tosafos Rashi, elu mois the money sheolu meakupa that they brought up from the kupa that they took from Trumas Alishka and they bought the karbanas with this money. Dilma meoisem mois hein chenas noisam chemadayin chayim. When the Gemara says Dilma loy mesu means the money that was spent to buy the Sardar Rish Chodesh, maybe the owner of that money is still alive and he was a mesu. So even though someone in the Tzibur Vade died, but we look at the person who gave the shkalim. We don't look at the whole Tzibur. We look at the person who the money that we bought the Sardar who gave that money. That's what the Tezer Rosh over here says. And the Chayyim the Tezer Rosh is Mamash Apella. What do you mean we look at the person who gave the money? Mechayra, Sayer, Derech Chodesh, is Mechapran, Gans Kaisel, and the whole Tzibur. All the Kabbalahs we bring from the Chumas Alishkar, of Adam Mechapran, everyone in Kaisel. So what does it mean we only look at the people that gave the money? So the stipler over here in Simen Vav, he says that we have to say that it's Mavor in the Tesis Sarosh, that the din of Chato Shemesu Baleo is totally in the Maktish. We know that every carbon, there's two parts. It could a lot of times be the one part, but there's the Chayach to sometimes split it up. There could be a Maktish and there could be a Meskaper. Ruvain could be Maktish a carbon for the Kapara of Shimon, and Ruvain has a din Maktish, and Shimon is the Meskaper. And we find different dinim, some applied for the Maktish, and some apply for the Meskaper. The Indian Tmura, who's Italian, the Indian who gives the Chaymish, the Kamadinim, there could be a chilek between the Maktish and Meskaper. So Zakta Stapler, in this Tosafos Rashi, we see that even though the Meskaper over here, the people having the Kapara, is a Vada, Gans Kal Yisrael. But Al Kapanim, the Maktish, the one who gave the Shkalim, he is as a Shem Maktish. And we see in the Tosafos Rashi that the din of Chato Shemesu Balea is totally in the Maktish. If Ruvain would be Mafresh a carbon for Shimon, and then Ruvain would die, that would be a problem of Chadash Mesa Balea, because Chadash Mesa Balea is totally in the Maktish, not in the Meskaper. Now the Stipler says that L'chayr, this is Shver, because he proves from a Gemara in Yuma, Dafnan Ham and Beis, with the Tesis Yeshanim over there, he's Mechiach and that Sugya, Ayin Sham, that the din of Chatur Shemes Bala is totally in the Meskaper, not in the Maktish, in the Meskaper. And Be'emes, L'chayrim Yisvara, it's also Mestavra Azoy. Like we mentioned, Taisus and Tumur and Daft Hazvav, where he's mashman that the Yisoyed of Chatur Shemes Bala is because the, since there's no Kapara, that's why it's Mesa, because it's not Shaykh Kapara. So if that's the reason, because there's no Kapara, L'chayrim Vade, it's totally in the Meskaper, not in the Maktish. But Al-Kupanim, this is the type with Kasha that he's Mechia from the Gemara Yuma Dafnan Hey, that the din of Mesu Baleh is totally in the Mak, in the Miskaper. And that's Neged, the Tesis of Rosh, which is Mashmah, it's totally in the Makdish. So the Stipler says, we have to be Mechalik between Tzibur and a Yachid. Why a Karban Yachid? So then, in a Chanami, it's totally in the Miskaper, which is more Mestavro. It's totally in the Miskaper. If the Meskaper dies, then it's a Chadash Mesu Baleh. If the Meskaper is alive, even if the Makdish dies, it's not a Chadash Mesu Baleh. It's all telling the Meskaper. However, by Korban Tzibur is different. And this is a Arichos in the Achreinim, the Achilles Yaakov, the Stipler himself, in the beginning of Masechta Shavuos, is Ma'arich about this. But the Achreinim, many Achreinim say this, they say that a Korban Tzibur, the Iker Korban comes for the Chayvas Hayoyim. The Iker Korban is not coming to be Mechaper on Avirus. The Iker Kapora is coming to Chayvas Hayoyim. The Chayvas Hayoyim is to bring this Korban. Agav, when we bring the Korban, we get a Kapora. But that's not the shame Korban to be Mechaper. So Dr. Stapler, it could be that the Taste of Rosh is only saying this by Korban Tzibur. Over here by Tzoyder Shchaydash, the Iker Hava is because of the Chayvas Hayoyim. So Dafko over here, where the Meskaper is not the Iker Korban. The Iker Korban is for the Chayvas Hayoyim, not for the Kapara. So then the Makdash still keeps his shame, a stronger shame, and that's why the Mesa Baleh is telling him. Because the Meskaper is not the real Korban, that's not why we're bringing the Korban. We're bringing the Korban out of the Chayvas Hayoyim. I ain't shaman the Stipler. But Al-Kapanim, that's how we're taking out from the Taste of the Rosh, that over here the Gemara is saying that Dilma Le Maisi means the people that gave the money, because over here, in this case, the Stipler is saying, Dafka over here where it's a Tzibur, Dafka over here it's totally in the Makdish to have the din of Mesu Baleh. However, L'chayra we could be Medayik in Rashi, that Rashi learned the Gemara different, because Rashi in Divrei Maskil Mesoy Derech Chodesh, when the Gemara brought a Raya, well, asked the Kasha, I'm sorry, when the Gemara asked the Kasha, that Dilma Maisil Miyisol, Rashi says, Dilma Maisil Miyisol, La'achar Shem Nitrima Chumas Alishka. Rashi's mavur that the kasha is only after we took off Chumas Alishka, then we have a kasha Dilma Maisi Lumisol. Rashi's mashmal that if someone gave the shekel and he died before they were tired in the Lishka, then there wouldn't be any kasha. Now Lafila Tarsus Arash Avada, it would be shver even Mekai Gavna, even if the person died before they took off the Chumah, it also be shver. Lamaisa, his shekel that we took and we spent that shekel to buy a carbon, it's from a mace. He was the Makdash on that shekel. From Rashi that says that it's totally in the Shas Truma Salishka, Rashi would be mashma that he learned the Gemara different. That somehow that when the Shas that were turning in the Lishka, Kilo, that's like a hektish and being Makdash for to be Meskaper to work for Gans Kleiso was around the Shas that were turning in the Lishka. So that's why Rashi is saying it's totally in the Torah Mishnah, because he has the shame Bailim because he was around Meshach Shumar Zalishka. Not like it takes the Rosh to understand that he's the shame Bailim because he gave the shekel. Rather, he has the shame Bailim because he was around Meshach the Shumar Zalishka and he's part of the Meskaper, just like the rest of the Tzibur. So L'chayr Rashi is learning not like it takes the Rosh, and it's going to come back Shver. What does it mean? Dilma Loi Maisi Mi Tzibur. Avada, we know, is Vada Maisi. And still we bring a karma. Al-Kuponim, so it seems like we have two Malchim here in the Gemara, what the Gemara was referring to. Is it referring to the person that gave the Shkolim, he was Dilma Loi Maisi, or is it talking about the Meskaper and Dilma Loi Maisi from the Tzibur? Now, the Karnar we mentioned before said that our Sugya of Rav Papa is a Chiddush, that even by Mesu Kol Baleh, also we say that Tzibur is different, and there's no Din Chatur Shemesu Baleh but Tzibur. That's why this is not the Mishnah and Tmura. This is a special Chiddush of Papa's Chiddush. Now the Karenera asks that Rabbi Zoi, what's the Gemara's Raya from Sar Derech Chiddush? Now what the Gemara is saying from Maisi Lumi? So Manach the Paish Reichi Maisi. It's not Doima because Sar Derech Chiddush. It's before the Gemara. Not everyone dies. That's clear. Not everyone dies Sar Derech Chiddush. And Afa Pikein, the Gemara is telling a tutor of Papa's Din. So what? Well, if the whole Chiddush of Papa is by Mesu Kol Baleh, why is the Gemara telling too the din of Sarah Rish Chodesh. This is a Kerner's Kasha on his own Mahalach. And Ayin Shom, he wants to kvetch the Gemara, be matrich the Gemara, that the Gemara means, that's good for what the Gemara means to answer. Ayin Shom, and Be'emes, is the Agirsa on the Gemara Tmura. But Akapanim, the way our Girsa is very shver. So Chodesh, Lafi the Tesh of the Rosh that we just said over, and our Ikra Sugas Hanun Gabi the Mois, so then we could say Pshat in the Kerner, very good. The Kerner was saying that Asuga is a Suga of Mesu Kobalel, Sainachanami. But Surah Derish Chodesh also, the Gemara is asking, which means the people died, the people, maybe all the Shkolim we used to buy this Sawyer, all the people that gave the Shkolim died. Maybe Kobalel, all the people that gave the Shkolim died. So this is also a Suga of Mesu Kobalel. So that's why the Gemara is able to start too, because Enechanami, Gans Klaisol didn't die, but Al Kapanim, maybe all the people that gave the Shkolim died. So it's possible that this is Mesu Kobalel, and still we're not Cheshish. And that the Gemara answer is no. Midami, Sardar Shkhadish, Dumo Le Maitse Mitzibar means maybe we didn't have Mesu Kobalel, because maybe some of the people that gave the Shkolim are still alive. So if you're just rush, we can answer this kasha that the Keren Ere has on himself. Now the Gemara says weiter, the Gemara brings the Raya from Egla Rufa. Because the Gemara says, Kabbalam Chesal Shepedis Hashem, Ru'uya Kapar Azusha Techap Al Yitzim Mitzayim, Yelachsev Ashepedisa. So we see Kabim Chapar even on Mesim. So we see there's a Kapar for Mesim. So the Gemara asks, Mi Dami Asam Kulu is Ninon. Migud the mechaper achayim, mechaper nami amesim. Over there we have a tzibur that's alive now. So migud the mechaper achayim, mechaper amesim. Alhocha miyav achayim. Over here, l'chayim no one's alive from the dar of tzidkiyol. So the gemara says enachanami. There are people alive. Dechsev rabbi meakranim alavim, v'rashi avos. They are still alive. Fante gemara v'dilma mu'atim havi. Maybe the people that are alive are mu'atim. And Rashi explains. Maybe the mu'atim means the mu'atim of the people of today. Dilma mu'ati the tzibur the bay sheni hava. Pavlu chadur shemesu rabbi aleh. They're mi'at from all the people around today, only mi'at of them or around in the times of Tzitzkiyo. So the Gemara answers, no. Haksiv, the Pasuk says, ve'ein ha'om akirim kol shuas ha'simcha l'kol b'chi ha'om ki ha'om mirim shua g'deilo v'akol nishma adem irachoy. So the Gemara says, no, today, by the time of when they're going back to the Bayis Sheni, really the people alive today were around in the times of Tzidkiyo. So the Tesla Rush over here, he asks that L'chayra, why is Rashi saying it's totally in the people that are around today, in the times of Bayis Sheni? In fact, the Tesla Rush, Hikshalov Arema, Lai Pirusha Loshani Midi, because in here that Shavim, even though rave of the people around today were from the times of Tzidkiyo, but Akati Hanach the Mesu Midrash Tzidkiyo have an official Tzvei Mirav Oily Goylo. Have the Chadash Mesu Barlel. The Mesa in the times of Tzidkiyo there was even more people. And Klapi, the people that were around the time of the Chet, the people that are around, that are still alive today from that time is only a mi'at of that. So even though there's a roiv, people alive today were around the time of Tzidkiyo, but roiv of the people that did the chet b'shat Tzidkiyo died. From all the people that did the chet, only a mi'at's alive. So chayra, it's still a problem of chadash and mesa balea. Why is it tully in now, in Bayis Sheni, it should be tully in b'shat the chet? We have to have roiv of the tzibur from Shas Achet. That's one kasha. And in fact, there's a rush, another kasha, that why the Tali, Menale Lefluge, Ben Chadu Shemesu Rui Balel, Chadu Shemesu Mixas Balel. Why is it Tali Bechalin, if there's a Rui Vermiat? If there's a problem of Chadu Shemesu Balel, so even if a Miat is Mesu, you should also have the problem. These are the two kashas of the Tesla Rush. Now, Rav Moshe, and Igris Moshe, and the Chele Kochim, and Simon Chavdalit, he has a ganze mahalach here in the whole sugya. He goes through all these kashas we mentioned and many more kashas, and he has a whole mahalach through the whole Shaka Matayim of the Gemara. And we'll mention it briefly, and he's going to answer. He answers these last two kashas we just mentioned from the Teis Rosh on Rashi. Rav Moshe says that he can clarify shaila. How do we look at a din tzibur, when Klai Yisrael has a carbon tzibur, isn't the pshat that there's a bunch of yechidim together, all on one carbon, but we look at it like a group of a bunch of yechidim, everyone's b'etzem separately? Or is it the pshat that tzibur is like a chefta b'fnei atzma? It's not the pshat we see a bunch of yechidim here. Tzibur is the same tzibur is what brings the carbon. Not a bunch of people together. Tzibur by itself is its own identity. This is Moshe's clear, and he says that's the shakamatai over here in the Gemara. The Gemara in the Kasha, when the Gemara asked originally, "V'hamaisi luhanu dechatu," the Gemara was understanding that a tzibur is pshat as it's a bunch of yechidim together. It's a bunch of yechidim. So the fact that Gemara, if some of them died from the time of Tzidkiyo, it's a chadash shemesa ba'aleh. It's going to add the din mesa, because you have part of the tzibur that died. But just like by a yachid shemesa ba'aleh, it's mesa. So do by tzibur, the mesa, part of the tzibur died. If Papa that answers, Hani mila b'yachid, but tzibur ain't misa b'tzibur, Rav Papa is saying, he's being mechadish, that the tzibur, we don't look at it like a bunch of yechidim. Tzibur has a shame if ne'atzmai of a tzibur. It's not a bunch of yechidim, it's a tzibur. So b'zai doesn't pass, misvara doesn't pass misa. Misa is only when we see the yechidim here, so if someone dies, then it's a misa ba'aleah. But if a carbon tzibur is chal on the shame tzibur, that's never shy to be meisa ba'aleah. There's always someone around, and the shame tzibur always exists. So even though it's meisa ba'aleah, that's not going to be ma'ala mer. It's not going to take away from the shame tzibur, and that's where Papa's b'mechad. That's kufa white shayich. That's why there's no din chadash meisa ba'aleah on the tzibur, and that's also why it's shayich even a kapara, because a tzibur, the chafetz of tzibur needs a kapara. So the mele, even though some people died, it doesn't matter, because the chafetz of tzibur still needs a kapara. Then Rav Moshe's Masber, when the Gemara brought a raya from Soed Rish Chodesh, the Gemara was bringing a raya to Rav Papa's Yisoid, that the way we look at tzibur is that they're a chafetz b'fnei atzma, and it's not the pshat, they're a bunch of yechidim together. Because if we look at a tzibur like a bunch of yechidim, so if one person on the tzibur dies, and he gave part of the money for the Tshumas HaLishcha, b'chayra, we see someone, one of the yechidim died. So that should have a din of Meisa Balea. We're missing one of the Balea died. Al Karchach, we look at it like a tzibur, a shame if the atzma, and that shame is still around. Even if someone dies, the shame tzibur, the chafetz of tzibur is still around. To that the Gemara answers, here Ramesha says a little knait, she says, mi domi suresh chaydesh dumo le maisi mit tzibur, hacha vade maisi. Ramesha says what the pshat, the Gemara means, dumo le maisi mit tzibur means, enough people to be a Shavapruta. We look at it like a bunch of yechidim. The kasha was that if someone dies, then that should be chazar shemes ba'aleah. No, dumo le maisi mitzibur. Here, Ramesha just sticks in a knage. Maybe le maisi mitzibur, enough people that add up to a pruta. Because from Gan's klaisa brings one sawyer, you need many people to be oila to Shavapruta. So the Gemara is saying it's not for sure that we have enough people that die that there's a shavi the shapruta, because Zakur Meishat Mestavra that only has a din chadash mes baleh if pruta's worth of the Bailam died. Now Rav Meishat continues and he says when the Gemara brings a raya from Egla Rufa, the Gemara says brings a raya also that if it's shayich l'kapara mesim, it must be on the tzibur that was mesim, it must be that the tzibur is not a bunch of yechidim. The pshat is that the tzibur is a chafta b'fnei atzma, and that's why it's still shayach a kapara. And this the Gemara taka blived with. The Gemara it was taka posh that we see that it's shayach for a tzibur to have a kapara, even, and we don't say that in kapara l'meisim. But the Gemara still asks, in fact, the Gemara, v'dilma mu'atma. First, the Gemara asks that, midami hasam kulu esninon migud mechapra chayim mechapra nami amesim. Which Ramesh explains that even though we just were poshed and we came out, that tzibur is a chafta b'fnei atzma, like if Papa says, but the Gemara is still asking that even though they're a chafta b'fnei atzma, and the shame tzibur is still around, and the shame tzibur has to bring a carbon, but Ramesh says there's another din. There's another din, besides for the tzibur being around, we have to have that the Maisa Chet is still around. Usually when a person does an Avera or Zakar Moshe, so the Maisa Chet
what's machayev is still around, calls on this person around, and that's what gives them the ability to bring a korban any time. But by a tzibur, even though they have a din to bring a tzibur, because the chafetz of tzibur was machayev in the korban, and the chafetz of tzibur is still around, but Zogar Moshe, we need the maisa chet, which is only when the actual people that did the chet are still around. So the Gemara is asking, even though it's shayach kapara on a tzibur, that we prove from Egel Arufa, but al kapanim to bring a korban, that we need to have that the maisa chet still around, that we need the people that did the chet are still around. This is so. Rav Moshe says that's what the Gemara is asking, that it's not doing it to Egel Arufa because they're b'chayim, and the Gemara says, oh, and Chanami over here also they're b'chayim, and then the Gemara asks, v'dilma mu'atim have. So Rav Moshe says, masber duma mu'atim have, like Rashi said, mu'atim means from the people that are around today. So Rav Moshe's masber, the Gemara over here is asking that we need to have to be have this din of maisa chet that we could bring a karbon. So Rav Moshe, that's totally if we have. The people that did the cheder are still around, and Zakir Moshe Misvara, that means they have to have people that are around that are still. If they would do that vera now, it would be mechayiv them to bring a karbon. So if they're still around, that's still considered like the ma'isachet still around. So the Gemara is asking, Dilma mu'atim have. Rav Moshe is explaining that from today's people, they're mu'atim, and therefore if they would do that vera today, they wouldn't be mechayiv in a karbon. So if they do that very today, they're not mechayiv in a karbon. That wouldn't be enough to be considered that the ma'aseh chet is still around. So that's the Gemara's kasha. We're not asking us the regular din of chater shemesu baleah, because that, like the Tosafot Rashi said, there's no chilik between miutim, rubam. Doesn't matter who dies, even if one person dies. But the Gemara is asking that over here we don't have a problem with chater shemesu baleah. We have a different problem that we don't have the ma'aseh chet around if the people, the actual people that did the aveirah aren't around. And even if they're mu'atim aren't enough, because that's not enough to be mechayiv your karbon today. So that the Gemara answers, no, they were even a roiv from the people that are here today. So even though they're not a roiv of the original chaytim, like the Tesla Rush asked, the original chaytim from the times of Tzidkiyo, they're not a roiv. Roiv of those people are died. But Al-Kapanim, since from whoever's around today, roiv of the people were around in the times of Tzidkiyo, so roiv, if they would do the chet today, they would be able to bring a par. So therefore, we could still consider the ma'isa chet still around, and therefore, they're able to bring the karbon. So this is Rav Moshe has a gansam halach there, ayin shami is ma'irich much more. But Al-Kapanim, this is his pekitzer, the tamsis advarim over here in our suga and harias. He's also ma'irich in the suga and tmura. Al-Kapanim, this is how he wants to learn the suga, and this is will answer these two kashas that the Tez Rosh asks on Rashi.
And moving on in the Gemara towards the bottom of the Amid brings a braiso. Tanu Rabbanon. Meis echor min atzibor chayovin, echor mi bezdin peturin. If one of the tzibor dies, they're still chayiv in the karbon, parlon dover. If one of the bezdin dies, then they're potter. And the Gemara explains, Mantano, Omer Evchisto, Omer Ebzeira, Omer Ebirmi, Omer Rav, Remeirhi. The Omer Bezdin Mevien veloi tzibor. Remeir, it's going like she does, Remeir holds bezdin mevien. Hilkoch, meis echor min atzibor chayovin, to koim kulei bezdin. Doesn't matter if one of the tzibur dies, because koim kulei bezdin, they're the ones that are mevian, and that's all around. But meis echor mi bezdin pturin, the havel lechato shemeis echor min ashutvim, mishemachi pturin, because it's like a chato shemeis tu echor mi baleo, a chato shutvim also, if one of the balem dies, the din is it's meisah. So this b'risa is going like a mayor. Maskev lo Rabbi Yosef, v'noik mokir b'shimin, d'oma bezdin ima tzibur. For Rabbi Yosef, why can we say it's going like a b'shimin? Which we saw earlier holds the bezdin and the tzibur bring, they both bring a carbon. So that will be shot in the braisa. Meis echo min atzibur chayovin de'in tzibur meisim. And therefore, there's a klal in tzibur meisim, like Rav Papa said earlier, and therefore, it's chayovin. Meis echo mi bezdin pturin, kedamrinon dechata shutvene. So effective is, why can we say it's going like a pshimin? And the Abaya goes right there and says, no, it can't be a pshimin, because we find the pshimin holds chata shutvim. It's also not mesa, just like a tzibur, and the Gemara goes right there like a Mr. Shem will see. But Al-Kapanim, these are the two mahalchim the Gemara suggests to say pshat in the braisa. Either it's going like a meyer that holds bezdin mevian, or it's going like a pshimin that holds tzibur and bezdin mevian, but that only works if you hold that by tzibur, chata shemesu, echa mi bale, echa from the shutfim, it's going to be mesa. Like if Yosef wanted to say. Now, the Chazanish, in Sifkayan Tess over here, in the Sugya Zahirius, in Sifkayan Tess, he says that from this Gemara's a raya, that Bezin Mevin, that them that Miskapin. Because here our Gemara is saying that we're oikim it like a mayor, and therefore if Meis Echomi from Bezin, it's going to be Meisa. So you see that the Bailum of the Karban, and the Miskapin of the Karban, and the Bailum of the Karban is Bezin. Chorid is a Raya. The Chazanish over there says a chiddush, and it brings raya from other Gemaras that even though, like it's mavor here, that the bezin is meskaper afalpiken, even like your man, the bezin mavin, you need to have yidiyah asroi v'atzibar. You have to have the yidiyah, and the tzibar has to know about the chet in order to bring the karbon. But al kaponim, this Gemara you see, shitas r'meir, that if bezin mavin means that they're meskaper. Now that's all in shitas r'meir. Now in there's a Rambam. Who passes like Rabbi Huda, Rambam in the beginning of Perek Yud Beis and Hilchos Shkagos, Halacha Aleph, he passes like Rabbi Huda, and Afal Pika, and Rambam uses a lashon over there that says that Bezdin is Chayovin to bring the carbon. That Bezdin Chayovin. So the Kasa Mishnah and the Mari Korkas, or if you know it over there, they both speak out that even though the Rambam passes like Rabbi Huda, that each Shevet brings, which means the Tzibur Levin and not Bezdin, Afal Pika in the Rambam says the Lashon that Bezdin's Chayovin, because even if Tzibur Mevin, Zogin Zay, that the Tzibur brings it to be Mechaper for Bezdin. Because the Iker reason why we need a carbon is because Bezdin did a chet of making the wrong psak and being goyim everyone to do the Isser. And the Din Havah, the Din bringing it's on the Tzibur. But the Kapara, even like Rabbi Huda, is on Bezdin. So that's why the Rambam writes the Lashon, Bezdin Chayovin, because then the Iker. People that are mechuyah, just they don't bring it. The tzibur brings it to be mechaper for their chet. Hazoi zok the kasev mishnah and the mari korkis. San alachoyro in our sugya, it's going to come out shver. If we learn like this Rambam, it's choyer shver. The Gemara over here has two possibilities how to explain this brisa. Either it's going like Reb Meir or it's going like Reb Shimon. Lachoyro like the Rambam, we could say it's going like Reb Yehuda also, because the Rebihuda, even like Reb Yehuda that the tzibur brings it, the meskaprim are bezdin. It's coming for the chet of bezdin. So Bezoi, that's Pshat on the Braisa. Meis Echod min Atzibor Chayovin. Why? Because it doesn't matter. They're not the Meskapin. So it doesn't matter if they die. The Koyim Kulei Bezin, like the Gemara said, Alibu Der Meir. Mashen Ken Echom Bezin Pturin, like the Gemara said, Alibu Der Meir, because it's a Chadash Shutvin that Meis Echom Balea. So why couldn't the Gemara say it's going like a Behuda? Hazoi Frakt, the Magin Yigibayrim, and the Mikdash David also addresses this Kasha in Simon Chof Gimel. Oisei, and Rav Shach and Avi Ezri also touches on this kasha in a little different nusach. Malakoponim, this is the kasha d'achreinim, like the kakasa mishnah and the ma'ikorkas that explain the Rambam, that even like Rabbi Huda, the ikar chet is from Bezdin and the tzibur just brings it for their kapara, but it's their kapara, l'chera, we could say pshat on their breasts, even like Rabbi Huda. So, Zakta Magin Gibayim and the Mikdash Dovin, they say that Beis Tois, that the din of chata shemesu ba'alea, it's totally in the mevi, not in the miskaper. We mentioned earlier the Taisa Zerush, and they bring this Taisa Zerush. The Taisa Zerush early on the Amid said that Mesu Balea is totally in the mevi, not in the miskaper. So Bezai, the Rambam is very good, because here also, even though Bez is the miskaper, but Al-Kapanim, the mevi, the one who brings the carbon, is the tzibur. So therefore, the din Mesu Balea is totally in the tzibur, and if it's Mes Echom Yibezin, the din should also be Chayoven. That shouldn't be a reason why it's Pturin. So this is how the answer, the Rambam Shita, Al-Pi the Tosfos Rosh. Now, it's Kedai to be Ma'ir that we mentioned earlier when we said over the Tosfos Rosh, that the Stipler brought a Gemara in Yuma as a Raya that the Din of Mesu Ba'alei is totally in the Meskaper. And he asked it as a Kasha, L'chir Tosfos, the Tosfos Rosh. And he said, you have to be Mechalik, that the Tosfos Rosh only said it over there, where he was talking about by a Surah Derech Chodesh, where over there it's a Karman Tzibur. Davka by Karman Tzibur, the Taisa Rosh said it. Because there, we said, it's not really coming for the Chet, it's coming more as a Chayv HaSayoyim. So Davka over there, it's totally in the Mevi. Mashenkin everywhere else is totally in the Meskaper. So that's Neged, it's not like these Achrayim that we're saying now, Pshat and the Rambam, that they shtel it too, even over here by Pahalim Dover, which we're saying is a carbon on Bezdin, which is not a carbon Tzibur. And Avapika and they shtel too, that you see in the Taisa Rosh, we go Basar, the Mevi, not the Meskaper. The Mafresh and the Makdish, not the Meskaper. So this will be not like the Kilas Yaakov, the Stipler that we mentioned earlier. Now, Agav, now when we're mentioning the Shitas Rambam, with the Kasa Mishnah and Mari Korkis, that they say the Ikar Kapara is for the Bezdin, the Rambam said it in Shitas Rabbi Huda. Now, what's with Shitas Reb Shimon? The Yege Aryeh from the Baal Mechaba Imik Bracha, he says, and he says, L'choira loy the Rambam, the Kasa Mishnah, who has been like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds Bezdin, Mevi, Imatzi, where they both bring L'choira Zakter. Who has been like Reb Shimon when Bezdin brings, they're bringing for the chet of, well, I'm sorry, when the tzibur brings, they're bringing for the chet of Bezdin. Just like in Rabbi Huda, when the tzibur brings, they're bringing for the chet of Bezdin. L'choira, the same thing is in Reb Shimon. So, in fact, Yaga'aryeh, how could a Gemara be oikim the Braisa? Have a tzad to be oikim the Braisa like Reb Shimon? L'choira, wouldn't stem like Reb Shimon. Because Reb Shimon, even the tzibur's chelek, even the tzibur's carbon, is also coming for the kapara of Bezdin. And the Gemara says that the reason why meis echem and atzibur chayovin according to Reb Shimon is because they ain't tzibur meisim, which is mashma that really the din is telling the tzibur just as a klal ain't tzibur meisim. Now if we take the Rambam shita into shita Reb Shimon, that even in Reb Shimon when the tzibur brings, they're bringing to be mechaper on Bezdin, l'chor the Gemara doesn't have to say the reason why it's not meisa is because ain't tzibur meisim. That's pasha why it's not meisa, because the tzibur is not the meskaprim, Bezdin's the meskaprim. So this is the Yege Aryeh asks on the Rambam. L'chayr, if the Rambam said in Shitas Reb Yehuda, who had in Shitas Reb Shimon, and the Gemara is before in Shitas Reb Shimon, that we need a new Svara when the Tzibur dies, you're potter. So l'chayr, what we have to say is that the Rambam only said in Shitas Reb Yehuda, which is Mestavra Zoy. In Shitas Reb Yehuda, with the only people that bring a carbon is the Tzibur, there we could say that the Tzibur bring it L'chaper for Bezdin. Mash'en Kein L'Reb Shimon, where the tzibur brings im and bezdin im atzibur, they both bring, so then it's very mistavra that the bezdin's carbon is coming for the chet of bezdin, and the tzibur is coming for the chet of tzibur. And we wouldn't say the chiddush of the Rambam that even the tzibur is coming for the chet of bezdin, because they already have a carbon. That's the chiddush mukach in the Gemara, and it's mistavra, so be'emes, the Merkemes HaMishnah, he speaks this out over there in the Rambam. And again, the Etzim Gemara, the Gemara over here is handling a sugya of Chatas HaShutvim at Meisa. And the Chayra, even if you hold Chatas HaShutvim is Meisa, that's only by the carbon they were already mafresh. So, Echad Mi HaShutvim died, the din is, it's like a Chatas HaShutvim Bala, and it's Meisa. But Avada, the rest of the Shutvim that are still alive, the Chayra still have a Chiyiv to bring that carbon. It's just on the carbon they were mafresh as a din Meisa, but they still have a Chiyiv. So over here, what's pshat in the Gemara when the Gemara says meis echon mi bezdin, it's gonna be pturin because it's a chadash meis bala. Pturin is mashma, they don't have to bring a carbon anymore. L'chayr, that has nothing to do with the klal of chadash shutzim meisim. It must be out another reason. Nothing to do with the klal if that the carbon is meis because meis bala. Pturin means that they're potter from bringing the klal. And what's pak of pshat pturin? You have to say that Baistos, there's a din, Bezdin, when they have a chi of carbon, it's the whole Bezdin together. The whole Bezdin, as a whole. And if Meis Echad from Bezdin, and now we only have a part of Bezdin remaining, they can't bring it because we need the full Bezdin as a whole. But this has nothing to do with if the Chad HaShutvim are Meis or not. So how could the Gemara go weiter and Shtal Tzu, Reb Shimon, that we find, Abaye says, we find Reb Shimon holds Chad HaShutvim, Eino Meisa, and they're able to be Mafreshe, like he brings from the park from the source of Yom Kippurim, like we'll see, Hakaponim, that wouldn't be a riot over here. We hear there's a Nuchasarim, that we need the full Bezdin because you need the entire Bezdin to bring the carbon, and if it's Meis Echad from Bezdin, they can't bring the carbon. This is the Merim Yisav, this Kasha, Shtag Kasha. There's another problem in the Sugya, besides for Chad HaShemes Ubalah, that you need the full Bezdin, and that's why they're potting Gansin. So how can we tell too from Reb Shimon, from another case of Parvus Sarish of Yom Kippurim? What we have to say is that this din gufa, if when you need the carbon from Bezdin, and when one of the people of Bezdin died, so that'll be chasarn in the carbon from Bezdin, that's gufa totally if you hold chatas tzibur mesa or not. Because if you hold chatas tzibur mesa, that means that we look at it, we reckon it with the mesa balea. We have now mixas balea that died. So in Bezoi, we wouldn't be able to bring a carbon for Bezdin, which needs an entire Bezdin, because we see a mixas Bezdin that died. It's considered that we're missing Bezdin, part of Bezdin, and the din is you need a full Bezdin. Mash'enken, if you hold chat to tzibur ein emesa, it's like a tzibur. The pshat is we look at it like the full Bezdin's here. We look at the shame Bezdin still around, and the shame Bezdin was machuiv, and the shame Bezdin's still able to bring a carbon. So that's why the Gemara is toiling in Chata Shutfe Mesa or not. Because if it's Mesa or not, it depends if we could still see the Bezdin as a full Bezdin without any part of any Mixas Baleo that were Mesu. That's what we have to say to answer this Kasha. So now the Gemara goes right to, like we said, Abaya answered of Yosef that we can't be ultimate like Reb Shimon, because we find Reb Shimon holds, in a different case, that Ein Chatos Shutfim Mesa. Shutfim are like a Tzibur, that the Chatos is not Mesa. Because we find by Parvis Rosh Shal Yom HaKippurim, which is Mechaper on the Kehanim, which is like Shutfim, and it says over there, Reb Lazar Reb Shimon, Omer Yirul, if Ein Chatos Tzibur Mesa. So Dr. Abaya, you can't be ultimate like Reb Shimon. So Rav Yosef answers, Omer Lei Rav Yosef, Kehanim Ka'amrit, Shani Kehanim De'ikru Kehal, Tachsev Al HaKehanim V'al Kol Am HaKehal Yechaper. But Kehanim is a special drasha where makish them to the Kehal, and they have a shame Kehal. And just like we know, Ein Tzibur Mesim, so Kehanim are like a Tzibur, that they're not Mesim. But a regular Shutzvim would be Mesim, and therefore we could be argument like Rav Shimon. Then the Gemara continues and says, Al Mi'ato, if they're considered a Kehal, Naisu par b'hayro. Rabbi Zayde should bring a par. Because they're a tzibur, and every cow brings a par. The Gemara says, V'chi teimo achi nami, tafilu shvatim, it's going to be more shvatim, it's going to be 13 shvatim. Alo omer v'acha b'rebi Yaakov, shiftei shalevi lo ikri kal. Nachsev hinini mafrecha v'rebi sichon, esatichol lekal amim. Shiftei shalevi lo ikri kal. So now Rashi over here says, Shiftei Shalevi Lo Ikri Kal. The Rashi, who had done the Kehanim the Lo Ikri Kal? The Kehanim having Bechal Shiftei Levi. So Kehanim are not also Ikri Kal. Now, Argus and Rashi is that Kati Nukma Kreb Shimon. We could still say it's going like Reb Shimon, which means that Reb Yosef's Teretz is a good Teretz. Like Reb Yosef said, the Kehanim are different, and Lo Ilam Reb Shimon holds the Chato Shotvim is Mesa. Well, L'chayr, this is a Pella, and the Be'er Shav asked this Kasha. L'chayr, now if we're saying that Sheva Levi Lo Ikri Kal and Huadin Kehanim, so now we're forced to say that the Pshat, why in Amid Aleph, when by Par B'Sor Shem HaKippurim, why Reb Shimon holds this, why it's Ein Mesa, is because he holds Chata Shodim Ein Mesa. We can't answer like Reb Yosef that it's a Kal. So what does Rashi mean? Bekati Nikol HaKir Reb Shimon. So on the side of the Gemara, they bring the Be'er Shav, that he changed the Gersa, he changed in Rashi, that v'loy mituk makreb shimon. And then the Gemara goes weiter, that if sheve shalevi loikri kal, im kein chosri luhu yirbe shvatim. We're missing now from the yirbe shvatim. Amar abayo, afrayim u'menashe, kruven v'shimon yuli. And instead of sheve shalevi, we're going to split sheve Yosef into two, and now we have afrayim u'menashe, so we have 12 shvatim. Amar rava v'ksiv al shem achim, yikaru nachwasam, nach lohokshu, loidodavar acher. So we can't, in fact, the Rav, we can't say Ephraim and Manasseh are considered Kal, because the drush only the Nachla. So Bazoi, we have to go back to say Sheva Levi Ikri Kal. And Rashi speaks out, Bazoi Sheva Levi Ikri Kal. And we know that Kehanim don't bring their own carbon. So obviously Sheva Levi Ikri Kal and Kehanim Le Ikri Kal. And Bazoi, Kehanim regular Shutvim, not like Rav Yosef said on Amar Aleph, that had evidence Sibur. And now Zak Rashi, Veloim took Makir Reb Shimon, Tel Maskana, Rabbi Yosef or shlugged up. We can't say Rabbi Yosef's teretz like Kehanim Ikri Kal, and Rabbi Zai, we can't say it's going like Reb Shimon, because Reb Shimon holds Chatas Shutzvim Ein Mesim. Now the Gemara goes weiter a few lines later and says, "Mayhavi Alo, what's the maskana? What's with the Shitas Reb Shimon Gabe Shutzvim? Does the Chatas Shutzvim Mesim or not like Reb Shimon?" And the Achrenim ask, and the Tezer Rosh Emes already asks, Tezer Rosh and the Rebbe Mayhavi Alo. The Lafilim Halacha Rashi, what's the Gemara Shailim B'chal? We just preached it that we can't say Rav Yosef's Teretz. We're forced to say, like a Bayo, that the Brayis on Amud Aleph that says Par Shutim Ein Mesa is Muchach, that Rav Shimon holds Chatos Shutim Ein Mesa. So, what's the Gemara asking Mahavi Allah? So, the Tezer Rosh has a different Halacha in the Sugya. The Tezer Rosh learns that this Shaka Vatai over here on Amud Beis, where the Gemara started off, Alameatha Naisu Par Bahiro, that's not going back on Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said a teretz that Kehanim Ikru Kal, they have a din Kal, and they have a din that ain't, they're like a tzibur, that ain't chatas mesa. The Gemara Amud Beis is handling a new kasha. That why don't we say that they also have a din kahal, legabe the din, that they should bring their own par? And the Gemara has the whole Ganta Shaka Vatayo. But even the maskana that we said, even like the teretz that we said, Shifter Shalevi Lo Ikri Kal, Afa Pikein, like the Tezer Rosh, even though the miu kahanim he the loy mikri kahal mikamak makasav karm am b'fin atzma. So am they are. So am they are, and that's enough for Amid Aleph. That's enough to say that they have a din of a tzibur that ain't chatas meisa. So that's what Taisa Rosh is saying. That our shakam v'tayo is a new shakam v'tayo, and this is not the shakam v'tayo. Tali in the sheet of on the territory of Rav Yosef, and the Hayre Gever and the Netziv and many Achreinim, they want to keep our Girsa and Rashi that we said Rashi's Girsa originally was Vakati Nukma, and they want to say and that the Rashi also learns along the lines of the Taisa Rosh. And later on in Rashi, also you have to be Geiris. The Hayre Gever speaks this out. You have to be Geiris also. Umetukma Kirb Shimon. Mamish like the Taisa Rosh. And then it comes out good. What the Gemara asks, my Havi Allah, what's the Maskana? What does Rav Shimon hold? The Gabi Chatos HaShutfin. Just to be a Messiah, the Gemara, B'Hemshech, asked the Kasha that V'Chalukin B'Nesiyim. The Gemara answers, Ahu Lachle Kavoy L'Nesiyim. And the Gemara brings a Braisa, the Tanya, Shloima Asa Zayin Yimechaneko, Umaro Moshe Lassi Shnaim Asa Yimechaneko. Why did Moshe make 12 days? K'day Lachle Kavoy L'Nesiyim. So the Chaknosan asks, why does the Gemara say, Shloima did Zayin Mipnei Maro Moshe Lassi Shnaim Asa? Chayef Akat. We should ask why Shloima didn't do like Moshe, not why Moshe didn't do like Shloima. So the Chaknosan says a nice pshat. He says that by the Yidden, Zayin is the all Yamim Tovim, all have the number Zayin. We have Zayin Yimei Pesach, Zayin Yimei Sukkis, they had Zayin Yimei Miluim. So Zayin is a number we always find. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Bishlama Shloima Asa Zayin Yimei Chanukah. But Shloima Moshe, why did he make 12? 12 we don't find. That's what the Gemara is asking. L'chayra, Moshe also should have done 7.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.